Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress-up?
Dress-up?
You said you wanted to play dress-up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
Ooh, happy Tuesday, happy Tuesday. Ugh. Thank you very much for joining me on Katie's World, episode 24. Holy shit, it's almost been half a year that I've been doing this show. I think that's awesome. Pretty damn happy with that. Well, I am your grand dame of the .com, the purveyor of the peculiar, the one, the only, Miss Kinky Katie. With me is my co-host, Mr. Four-Toe Jones himself.
What's up, what's up?
Hi, Dave.
What's going on?
I'm in a good mood today.
Oh, yeah?
I'm in a very good mood.
Good for you.
Lots to talk about.
I sliced my tongue open. I'm not in a good mood.
Yeah, I think we can just come up. Why don't you tell everybody how you did that?
I'm 46 years old. Katie bought me some food.
I made him some dinner.
Made me some dinner, and I was using my freshly sharpened Wusthof paring knife to cut the chicken fried steak she brought over. And I licked the mashed potatoes off of it, and I wound up slicing my tongue.
He sliced it bad, yeah. Too. He came out, he's holding his tongue over the table, and it's just dripping with blood. And we're like, are you trying to fork your own tongue?
The cool thing is it doesn't really hurt that much.
Yeah, just wait till you get some like Listerine or some alcohol on it or something like that.
Maybe I'll get some alcohol after this and torture myself.
There you go. Well, if you guys would like to join in the conversation, you can call me at 941-421-0401 on Skype. It is Raz space radio space the number one. If you want to reach me on Twitter, it's at Kinky Katie Radio. And yeah, you are listening to RazRadioLive.com. Yeah.
.com.
I know, I had to do it. It just makes me want to make fun of it so bad. No, not the name. I'm just saying, it's like, hey.
Yeah.
I'm on the radio.
The radio lady. Yeah. Like a robot, everybody. And we're back!
Yeah, exactly. Ledge does that. It cracks me up. I mean, you're pretty funny, too, but you know, your tongue's a little weird right now. So.
And we're back.
See, you could lie and say it was a battle scar from some really wild pussy that you got.
Yeah, that'd be a lie, and everybody knows that's not, you know, that I'd be lying.
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Don't mind me. I'm just the person behind the radio. Trust me. I know nothing. So, tomorrow we get to go to Fermilla.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm excited. So yes, Dave has been nice enough to offer the ride. So we're driving to Orlando tomorrow morning because we're going to hit up Fermilla. Fermilla is a two-story porn store in Orlando. There's also one in Cape Canaveral, and then there's one in Key West. I used to work at the Orlando store. And the owner, Bill, is super sweet and super generous. He has generously donated a challenge. Now, I am going to say what this challenge is. We're going to be doing it Friday.
Oh, we can't talk about it?
Well, no, we can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're going to be doing it Friday on Sex Talk with a Dirty Girl, radioio.com from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Great American Challenge. My co-host, Miss Cricket, she has said she saw this massive, massive dildo. Yeah, the Great American Challenge is this big purple dong. It's about 2.5 foot long, and it's about as big around as a 2-liter. So, yeah, she's like, oh, I can take that. I'm thinking, going to put your pussy where your mouth is? Well, if I could do that, that'd be kind of neat. I don't know. Just saying. Nothing?
All right.
Whatever.
Are you going to say what how to find it? Because I was going to tweet it out, but I was
go ahead.
I thought to myself, it's then going to go on my Facebook post. And I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Oh, Lord. Oh. Just don't be such a... Well, why don't you just delete it from your Facebook page?
Because I don't want to.
See?
Doc Johnson, The Great American Challenge. Look it up. Go to the Amazon thing. And then actually read the descriptions. And I wonder if... Are there any reviews? Yes, there are.
I'm sure there are.
Let's read some. Oh my God, I saw this and I had to try it and I'm in love. At first, it's very hard to get in, but once you get it in, it's incredible. It's the best toy I've ever had, but it's not something you could use yourself. You need a partner because it's very heavy. I was very scared once I took it out of the box because of its sheer size. It is a challenge, so if you like to challenge yourself, by all means, this product is for you.
Yeah, it's heavy. I will tell you though, it's easier though. Wherever I've seen them in a video, most of the time it's on the floor and they're squatting down on it.
Mostly men.
Yeah, the crazy thing is mostly men are taking this thing. So if your pussy was so wide, you could stick your head inside. Love me some Borgore. Yeah, you know, it could probably work, but up the ass? Wow. I mean, I don't know if that's dedication or if that's just plain nuts. I mean, if you can do it, if that's what gets you off, kudos to you. But guys, you're gonna blow out your fucking O-rings. I tell you what, there's gonna be no more like Latin food for you. You can forget that 3 o'clock in the morning Taco Bell run, or if you're gonna get it, sit on the toilet and eat it. Forget that cuts out like cereal.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, anything good for you, anything with fiber. Oh, God, no.
Anal leakage.
Anal leakage, nothing. That's just anal floodgates.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it does go back together like a pussy, but no. If you stretch something enough, it will have to be fixed. They don't have vagoplasty for nothing.
Did you get yours fixed?
Do I have to get mine fixed? Is that what you said?
Did you have to get yours fixed?
You're an ass. Yeah, I fixed it just for you. I miss doorknobs now.
Oh, God. You know,
Would you like to have a turn?
I'm reading the
Don't
Amazon.
Don't knock until you try it. No.
I'm reading the
Amazon reviews.
Amazon reviews. And I'm just waiting for a funny one, but they're all like serious. This is great. You know, it'll take a while.
Well, it is Amazon. I don't know if you can say, dude, this fucking thing, I went to attack my girlfriend and I had to give her an episiotomy. What you guys don't know what that is when that little area.
Oh, I know what it is.
Between the asshole. I'm telling the people out there listening.
Oh, I missed the for you guys.
Yeah.
I just heard you guys don't know that.
Because you know what? I do everything for you. Dave, I live and breathe for you. The sun revolves around the four toes.
Katie's world.
Good. I like that. Didn't even have to. You are. And you're not even looking at me this time. And you don't even have like a little camera looking at me either. So, all right. Yeah, you are getting trained. I don't remember what the fuck I was saying now. That's all right. I guess it wasn't really important. Oh, yeah, what episiotomy is. It's with that piece of skin between the ass and the vagina. Yes, I said vagina. I got clinical because I did say episiotomy. I could just say rip your shit apart.
Yeah, but you didn't say you didn't say anus and vagina.
That's a good point. That's because...
You were only half clinical.
You wanted to back away from the idea.
I did. I was like... okay. So, yeah, it's when they rip open and la, la, la.
You got one big hole.
Oh.
All right, so...
Five big holes, Steve.
You know I have a child, right? So I was there.
Did that hurt?
At the birth. And I knew about the episiotomy. And I just figured the episiotomy, they would use a scalpel to slice down.
Scissors, isn't it?
I was shocked and horrified when I saw him pick up like an orange handle pair of, you know, Fiskars and go, now I'm like, whoa!
Okay.
Whoa, that's not what I was expecting. Don't do that.
You're seriously making my nethers twinge like fuck. Oh my God, my asshole is like at an absolute watertight pucker right now. My pussy's like, you fucking come near me.
I'm sure we're all doing, because I'm doing it too.
Good Lord.
You get a clean cut.
Oh, shiest. Well, why don't we just get some pinking shears and make it pretty?
Oh.
That's awful. Ugh. Okay. So, yeah, so that's going to be happening on Friday. Awesomeness. No, possible episiotomy. She has had a kid. I don't know if that's going to help it.
That thing's going to pop some stitches.
She had a kid 5 years ago. I think the stitches are gone.
Oh.
This isn't like a... Forget it. It's okay. What else was I going to say? I don't remember. I have things like popping into my head and leaving. Pew. That's okay, though.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, 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 pew. Sorry. All right, so we talked about the Great American Challenge. Comic-Con is coming August 1st to the 3rd to the Tampa area. FetCon is coming August 7th through the 10th, which is the very next weekend. And then BronyCon is the very next weekend after that. So unless there's something going on the last weekend, no. There's like two more weekends left in August after that, right?
Probably.
Probably something like that. Well, I don't know. I haven't found anything to do for then. But for the beginning of August, if you want to come see me, you want to meet me, you want to say hi, get some pictures, maybe squish a boobie, who knows? You can come to any one of those cons and you will probably see me. I tend to stick out like a sore thumb, even at FetCon.
Yeah, you are 6 foot one.
No, I'm just six foot.
Six foot, right?
Yeah. But in heels, I'm like 6'4".
Nice.
And if you add hair, it usually adds a couple more inches. I'm a big bitch. I don't know. And a little update on my kitty. She's doing a little better today. She's not taking her pill and her food, so I have to pill her tonight when I come home, and I really don't want to do it, but I have to.
Stop shoving that big dildo up there.
What?
Stop shoving the big dildo up there and you won't have that problem. It's a pussy.
No. Yeah, it does have its own food. Trail mix.
Oh, it's not the thought I had.
What thought did you have?
I'm not even going to say it because we're all going to be gross.
Say it.
I was thinking like a yeast infection.
Ew.
Yeah.
She could have a yeast infection.
Why could I?
Not you, you're a pussy.
Oh. My little kitten, Dombrowski. She's adorable. Anywho, I know it's nothing of importance right now to you guys. But, all right, so I think I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Dude, you have been so fucking quiet this entire time so far.
I slipped my fucking tongue open earlier.
Yeah, I don't care.
Forgive me.
I didn't do it to you.
Oh, my. I just read this thing. You find the weirdest shit, man.
I do my best. But, all right, so I think I'm turning Japanese. This Brazilian man has had 10 plastic surgeries to make his eyes look more Asian. Yeah. The 25-year-old was inspired to look more Korean after spending some time there, you know, on like a foreign exchange. So he's like, well, why not? Koreans do the same thing, only to look more like Westerners. Like, they do the opposite. They make them wider.
Ronda, yeah.
Whatever. He says you can tell who had the surgery, like, who had the work done, because they all are wearing sunglasses and, like, those medical masks. I was like, my God. And if you see the before and after pictures.
Holy shit. I thought that was the after picture. I was like,
No, that's the before picture.
Oh my.
And it looks like he had a nose job. But then again, that can all be done in contouring with makeup, because he does look like he's wearing a shit ton of makeup in there. But you can't contour your eyes to do that.
Oh my.
So yeah. I thought he looked okay before. Looked like a little twink. A little frosted tip, puffy lip, little twink.
Those motherfuckers are crazy over in Brazil.
But I thought he was like German or Swedish or something when I first saw the picture.
He must be one of them rich Brazilians, because most Brazilians can't afford to eat.
Well, maybe he's got a sugar daddy. I don't know. Well, he was over in Korea. Maybe he had a job over there.
Wow. Brazilian. That is odd. You should. I'm going to tweet this out.
Good. I like that. Ah.
Yeah, but now it doesn't get to your listeners. Only mine. They're used to, you know, conspiracy shit.
Then why don't you tag me in it, fucknut?
Fucknut.
They won't see that either.
Well, then it'll get to me and I can retweet it. So easy. It's easy. God, I don't even know why I have to talk about technical stuff like social media with the two of you. Really, I thought that you guys would get it.
Yeah, I'm just a computer guy.
Huh?
Huh?
I'm just a fork-tongued dude. I don't know. Okay. So, I don't know how stoned you have to be, or just how, I wouldn't even say hungry, because this is very specific, but I'd like to call this, I kill a bitch for a Cinnabon. Yeah. A woman in Charleston, South Carolina, well, she was arrested at a Burger King because she ordered a very well-advertised Cinnabon and it was stale. So the thing that fucking like hit the bitch trigger was that she was told it was the last roll in the entire restaurant. And she thought for a minute and then yelled, "I'm going to shoot everyone." And then she went off. She left. She just went off into the night, did her own little thing. Well, the manager was thinking that this whole situation was done and over with. But guess what? She came back. She came back with her hand in her purse, repeatedly screaming, "I'm going to shoot down this place." So, and they still don't know if she actually had a gun or not, but she was arrested and she was banned from that location. She got 3 years in jail and a $10,000 bail. So.
It's like, that reminds me of White Man Can't Jump. When that dude gets hustled, he's like, "I'm going to go back to the car and get my other gun, come back and shoot all you motherfuckers."
But I mean, it's just a fucking Cinnabon. Do you really, you know, I've heard people go absolutely fucking bananas because the food that they, fast food they ordered didn't look like what it looked like in the ads. I mean, they've gotten pissed off, like really mad and like go off and I don't understand if there's like something a little off.
People are crazy. People are crazy.
But what gets people to that point to get them so fucking crazy?
I don't know. Agent Orange, fluoride in the water, who the fuck knows, you know?
It's like that movie...
Chemtrails.
What was that movie? Is it Falling or Fallen?
Fallen, yeah.
With Douglas. Michael Douglas?
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. All they want to do is just get to work.
Just want a breakfast sandwich. It's past breakfast. It's right there. Sell it to me. I've wanted to do that. I've been like, I'm a minute late. A minute. Just want a fucking Egg McMuffin. Give me an Egg McMuffin.
Do you know that Taco Bell serves breakfast till 11 o'clock?
What?
Everybody else does it till 10:30. And pro tip, they start selling lunch at 10. So if you go
Did you just say pro tip?
Yeah. That's the professional Taco Bell lunch eater bank.
Well, if you go between 10 and 11 o'clock, you can get your breakfast items and your lunch items. So you could have like a breakfast thing and a nice burrito as well.
Give me a waffle taco and an enchilada.
Right, there you go. And don't use the Great American whatever it is.
Challenge
beforehand.
And then go right. And have brunch.
Because it'll just come right out.
Oh. I put a little spice in that bean. Oh, God. I still want to try their breakfast, though. I do.
It's not all that good.
No?
It was all right.
Everyone likes that crunch wrap thing.
Yeah, the crunch wrap is actually the best, because I went there and I tried a bunch of things and went back a couple days later, tried a couple more, and I like the crunch wrap. And then I got a chili cheese burrito as well.
Dude, those are awesome, aren't they? I'm so happy they brought those back.
It's a great breakfast deal.
Well, especially, but if you're hungover, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Spicy food is good when you're fucking got the brown bottle flu.
That's right.
We used to go to Tijuana Flats every fucking Sunday.
You want
to
get Taco Bell breakfast tomorrow?
Yeah, we can do that.
That way we fart with each other all the way to Orlando.
Sir, I feel comfortable enough in front of you to fart.
No, that's not going to happen.
You're like, no.
No, not going to happen.
Those guts are rearranged, Dave. You don't want to fuck with
it. Yeah, okay.
Whatever.
That's right.
Weird shit happens.
My gas makes you young. Isn't that what you tell me?
My gas actually does make you young.
That's what he says. He says, his gas.
You know what you'd look like if you didn't hang around me?
What would I look like if I didn't hang around you? Why don't you tell me?
We'll never know because I have enough beauty gas to go around.
Well, please share it with other people. I'm sure they wouldn't mind.
I share it with people all day long.
Farts are always funny.
They are. I'm sorry, but they are. But, not always funny. There was a little thing that he used to do a couple of years ago when we had cloth couches, like upholstered fucking pillows, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, he farted into one, sat on it, farted into it, and then pinned my face down with it and held me down.
Oh my.
So I had no choice but to breathe it in and have my eyes water and almost throw up.
I wanted to see if it would work.
Yeah, well, it worked.
It was for science.
Yeah, fart in a pillow, and then, yes, for science.
Right.
Yes, it was for science. So if you want to get back at your girl or your guy, forget about the Dutch ovens. Fart into a pillow. You wanted to name your fart? Is that what it was? It was because it was that bad. It could have had a name.
You should have named the action of farting into a pillow and then smothering your partner with it, you know, like rapist style.
Well, we can call it the stunt cock.
No, that just doesn't work.
Stunt farts?
God.
SC farts? SC style? All right, let's move along.
Yeah.
Like she was going to die.
Because I was going to die. I couldn't breathe. And the only time I could breathe, it had fucking fecal matter in my nose.
My fecal matter's been in your mouth.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, now the show has turned turned bad.
Yeah, he says the sweetest things to me. I was looking for some shoes, and I was buck naked, bent over, like on all fours, looking for something under a table. And he's like, "Oh, roast beef today?" or something like that.
Roast beef sale
on aisle two. I was like, yeah. I turned around, and he's just giggling. Hee hee hee.
No, actually, I just said beef.
Beef.
I just said beef.
You said roast beef.
I said beef.
All right. Well, you said beef. Either way, dude. Don't all right. You see this?
I'm looking at the next story.
What's up, stuttering John? All right, yeah. So, yeah,
I saw the picture, and I didn't know what it was. Like, I didn't know the details.
Dude, and I've seen this all over the news for the past 2 days. So, and I was like, fucker, I'm like, I have it on my sheet, assholes. Like, stop talking about it. But whatever, if you guys heard it, you heard it. I don't know what else to tell you. But, you know, I say, you got a little something on your dress.
Right.
Okay. Now, like I said, y'all have probably seen this in the news and the internet by now, but a woman in Tennessee ties her newborn to the train of her wedding dress as she walked down the aisle, dragging it behind her. Yeah, yeah. She said on Facebook that the baby, the four-week-old baby, was awake and well-secured and also covered by Christ.
Oh, my. That's just.
I can only imagine what the kid's name is. Drag? No.
Don't do it.
What would make you think of that? I want my baby to drag with me down with off my train. I mean, ooh.
Well, she did say that the dress was tailored to have the baby's outfit sewn into it, but. I don't see that. The kid's like off to one side, like half rolling off her fucking.
I don't know. It's the family. The family. You walk down the aisle with me.
Well, hold the fucking kid. What? Don't tie it to your dress and drag it along the floor.
That kid's fine. It's a cooler picture that way.
I'm hearing this crazy hum. Is anybody else hearing it?
No. Yeah, I hear a hum. Okay. Yeah. So let's just check on anyway. Is it bothering you that bad?
A little bit.
Yeah, keep going.
It's that connection, but don't like kill everybody's ears, please. So, if any of you guys been doing it, or have you guys done any like pranks, like stupid shit for like seniors?
No, I didn't even make it till the end of senior year, and I never graduated high school. I got the good enough diploma, the GED.
Because they never did that shit in my at least the whole entire time that I was at Tarabella. At least that I know of.
Yeah, I've read a couple of stories at the end of this year that people got arrested.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is he didn't get arrested, but the kid got banned from marching in his high school graduation because he burned with weed killer a huge cock and balls on the football field. Yeah, the ceremony was supposed to take place there, but. Yeah, before graduation, the school spray painted over the dick to try to mask it and hide it, and they added a 2014, but apparently that still didn't really work. But the kid's family is going to be liable for the payment if there's any permanent damage.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, that's going too far with the pranks because now you're actually damaging property. You got to do something that's kind of prankish, which is funny. But not vandalism.
It's just a little weed killer on grass. I mean, come on. That's not fucking horrible. I mean, do you think so? I mean, if they like
if it was done on my lawn it would bother me. Because it turns out that that's not a prank. That's vandalism. If somebody
toilet... But you are a big dick. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, shit, it was right here in Florida.
You could be. Yeah. It was actually not that far away from here, is from what I think.
Wow.
But then again, like...
Oh, shit, that's awesome.
It said Florida. There's an L in there somewhere.
I'm going to hurt you. Goofy.
Oh, somebody's calling.
Who do we got?
You know who that is.
No, we don't.
It's probably Lawrence. I can't see from here, but I'm just guessing. What? Hello, caller. How can I help you? Hello? You're live.
Hello?
813.
I can't hear anything, so...
Oh, you know why?
What did you do, Dave?
Stand by.
Stay there, caller.
This is what happens when...
Hang on a minute, guys. We're going to be with you just a minute.
Say something.
The thing and thing and thing. Hey, I think we got you now. Hello?
All right. Set up. So whoever's...
All right. So are you good? Do you want to talk to me?
I'm talking.
Goodbye.
All right. Toodles.
We love you.
We love you a long time.
Good, because we got to go to break soon anyway.
Yeah, I'll tell you when we're going to go to break.
I know. I got the clock here. I'm running the shit. That's the shit I run.
Yeah?
Not really. It's Katie's world.
Oh, my golly goodness. Jesus. Well, I'll save that till after we come back from break. I'll do that one. But, all right. Now, I was talking about the whole, Goodbye Horses has been stuck in my head. I was playing it on loop all morning after I read this article. And it's kind of funny that Drew Garabo was playing it today, too. And it was like, we're all talking about it. But, a Pennsylvania man, he was accused of stealing $350,000 worth of human skin over the course of more than 2 years.
Oh, all right, so...
That was the video that I sent you that
really?
You could play during this. Oh, yeah. God. No, it wasn't the video of him stealing skin, but right. It's the song.
I understand.
But
do you want me to play it?
If you can lower it and I can talk
actually,
over it if you want to.
Yeah. Let me open it up on this computer.
Yeah, we don't know if he has the ability or not.
I have the ability. I just,
He's got mixed minds.
I'm fucking mixed minds, bitches.
That's all right. I just sit here and smile and try to come up with something to say. I try to be entertaining. It doesn't always come out that way, but you know what? Fuck off. Ah. God, I have a very, very annoying laugh tonight. Sorry for my SpongeBob-edness. Awesome. All right, so the 54-year-old.
I'd fuck me.
He was a sales rep.
I'd fuck me.
I'm going to have you smear lipstick all over you and tuck it. I'm going to put a wig on you, too.
Yes.
Will you do that?
Yes.
Oh, Dave, we have to.
What?
You what just agreed. You're going to tuck it
no,
and smear
I,
some lipstick on your face?
Yeah, I agreed that as a psycho guy.
Not okay,
in,
what's the
that
point?
That was not in real life.
It's broadcasted, motherfucker.
That's all right. That's not a binding contract.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, so like I was saying, this 54-year-old guy, he was a sales rep that supplied hospitals with skin grafts. And because he had an open purchase order, to get the skin for the facility, after an audit was that they discovered that hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of skin never made it to the hospital.
Wow.
He was charged with theft and tampering with records. Now imagine all those people, like burn victims and shit, that needed skin and they never got it. There's also an investigation that's going on into that too, because they said instead of arresting him, they should also sue. But I don't know.
Did he look good in a suit though?
Did they find the skin?
Oh, yeah.
Did they know what happened
what
to
it?
I don't know. Like they had surveillance of him putting it into his car and stuff like that, but where it is now, what they did with it, don't know.
Exactly how much skin is $350,000 worth?
A lot.
You sure? You're sure it's not like a 12 square inches?
Because if I were to sell my skin,
I don't know.
Right,
well,
that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm asking. If, square foot of skin is
Well, that
$350,000. Take that shit off my back.
Well, that one guy in the UK. He's all tattooed, and he was selling his skin for $70,000. £70,000.
Yeah, but that's post death.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'd do it right fucking now.
£70,000 is like $6 billion or something. Or that's the Bitcoin conversion.
Oh, that's the Bitcoin conversion. Yeah, you know you can get porn now or something. It was like something like you can watch porn. So now you can watch porn and you can pay for your Dish Network with a fictitious currency.
Well, it's not fictitious.
It's a different fictitious.
Don't get me started. You don't want me talking Bitcoin on Katie's World.
I know, but I do this to you just to poke at you a little bit because it's fun. All right, we need to take a break. So when we come back from break, we're going to be talking about some creepy little girls, and we're also going to be talking about a good fucking morning.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
The hell was that about? Is he serious? I didn't come down here to be threatened.
Lord! I need a favor. Ugh. Think you can hook me up?
You know, no. I'm not giving you the tricky two numbers.
No.
Okay? Sorry, sweetie.
Well, how about just a little taste of the Alpha and Omega?
Then I would be giving you both of the numbers.
Hallelujah!
No! I'm saying I'm not doing it.
Come on!
Look, I just can't do it. But you know who you should try? And I'm serious. Satan.
Satan's the
I know. Self. But you know something? He likes working with the elderly. It's not a bad choice.
I'll never masturbate again.
Come on.
I know.
Bomber, get in here! They're pulling the numbers!
Tonight's winning numbers for the Tricky Two Jackpot Extravaganza are... 7.
7.
And... 4.
7, 7 and 4.
7 and 4! I got it!
You got it,
boy!
Bingo!
And
Bingo.
W.
Bingo.
Yes, W. So tonight's two winning numbers for the Tricky Two are 7 and 4. And W. Have a problem with that? Well, move to New York.
A portion of tonight's Tricky Two will benefit Georgia Public Schools. Georgia Public Schools. Someone has to build the cars.
Damn, that's Tricky Two. And check this again with the third number.
Damn lottery. I ain't never won jack squattery.
And now, on with the show.
Decisions, but I want it all, so I get it all. I want to eat the whole cake. I'm not sharing, I'm not sharing. You should have learned how to bake. Yes, I want it all, so I get it all. I want to eat the whole cake. I'm not sharing, I'm not sharing.
You should have learned, bitches love cake.
And welcome back to Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com. Don't forget to stick around after me. There is the Mallard Report, and then there's Gonzo Radio after that. If you would like to reach me on Twitter, you can tweet me at KinkyKatieRadio. If you would like to Skype in, it's Raz, R-A-S, space, radio, space, the number one. Ooh, and the phone number, 941-421-0401. Very nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
We fixed a little humming problem. Well, we didn't. I didn't. So if you guys noticed
it or not. The Fartmeister did.
Way better.
The Fartmeister?
Way better.
The guy who farts in the pillow.
You don't forget, we do have a trip tomorrow, about an hour and a half in the car, one way.
Good thing my air conditioning's not working, so the windows will be open.
Katie loves windows open.
Good.
That was my nose. That's right, I'm going to wear a hat. I'll be wearing a hat.
You'll be wearing a hat?
I will.
All right.
I'm wearing a hat. It's an outing.
Okay.
Ladies have to wear hats.
What kind of hat are you going to be wearing? A little chapeau or...
It's a beret.
A beret?
Sure.
All right.
I'll go Lewinsky style.
All right.
Well, she's back in the news now, isn't she? Or is she back out again?
Oh, don't get me started with that.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's seriousness.
Yeah, it's just a... All right. Well, so as we were going to talk about before, I would say this is a good morning. You can now get... Well, very soon, you're going to be able to get your coffee with cannabis in it. All in one.
Yay.
Yay. Marijuana coffee is coming into Washington State. It's a cold brewed cannabis-infused coffee called Legal. I hear some stuff in the background.
That is the caller.
All right, hold on just a second, caller. We'll get to you in a minute. It's going to be set for release in July. The creator says it's an alert creative high. You know, other sites call it, you know, wake and bake drink.
Yeah.
And well, the bottle contains only 20 milligrams of THC, but it's got a boatload of caffeine in it, too. Yeah, I know. I don't think...
You know what's going to happen? Fucking Chuck Schumer from New York is going to say, oh, you got to get... People are passing out. You got to... Or they're getting all fucked up on it. They got to get rid of the caffeine like they did with fucking Four Loko. I loved Four Loko. Well, everybody knows I drink that shit now. But I loved it with the caffeine in it. You know? Because
it
was nice.
Has caffeine in it?
Yeah. Well, it used to. And because that fucking asshole over there in Brooklyn...
Ooh.
I fucking guy. I've known that guy since I'm a little fucking kid. I hate that guy. He was
fucking right. Bastard.
Another show. I'll go off on him in another show. We should talk to.
I'm just back here looking at you like, all right, dude. I'm gonna let you roll. Apparently, you need to get something off your chest, like right quick. So.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Chuck Schumer.
I can tell.
Fuck Chuck.
Fuck Chuck.
Fuck Chuck.
Fuck Chuck.
Jesus. But there's a. If you pull up the that link. If you pull up the link.
Which one was it?
It's the one with the coffee, cannabis coffee. Good morning. Good morning. Uh-huh. It's like the fifth one down from your list.
Well, good morning. Okay, yeah.
I hear you giggling in the back, so it's like you feel my pain, right?
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm going to take the caller then while you look for what you're doing. So, hello, caller.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to wish Sean Raspitel, the man who started this network, a very happy birthday today.
I was getting to that. Thank you. Yes, definitely happy birthday.
The showstopper.
And Four Loko, and let me just say this. Ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. My tiny stature of only about 5'7.5", 121 pounds. I think one Four Loko for me is plenty because everything starts to spin. I get roll, you know. But the amazing thing is, I'm able to navigate from one room to the other perfectly, just fantastic. But then, of course, about an hour, 2 hours later, I'm so tired I can't say anything. And then, of course, what happens? I vomit all over a very tight demilitarized zone T-shirt.
Ralph.
If we spin you, are you kind of like a dreidel?
I'm sorry, what now?
Nothing.
Yeah, well, you held... I think you also had drank some beer, too, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, so, I think it was Coors Light, I think. And I think I had some chicken. I think it's a couple of chicken tattoos in there, too. That might have helped a little bit. I'm not sure it really helped, but...
Do you remember what you were drinking at Robstock?
Gosh, I had so much.
What color was it?
I'm not sure what it was.
Right. Every chair you sat in that had a drink in its cup holder, you fucking drank it.
All right, everyone.
No, I'm dead serious. He did that like 3-4 times.
Everybody who's listening, this is Blind Lawrence. He also has a show on RazRadioLive.com. He's one of our friends. He's part of the family, and we love him.
Yeah, well, pimp your show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yes. Make sure you check out the program Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. It's called LRWS. We're going to talk about the news of the week. We talk about video games and sports, and we might have an interview this week. I'm not 100% sure, but who knows? I mean, you know, we're pulling down some. You know, we've had some pretty amazing guests on the program. We've had radio personality Phil Hendry on twice. We've also had on a guy by the name of Justin Jordan, who wrote a book called "And Then I Cried: Stories from Mortuary NCO." And
so it's serious last week stuff.
I said plug your show. Don't give us a synopsis.
Take an inch. Well, let's see. Ask me for an inch, and I will gladly take a mile.
and remember, you only really had Phil Hendry on once because the birthday boy dominated that, called in and dominated that interview.
That's right. Yeah, he did.
All right, Sugar Plum, well, is there, do you want to give out your Twitter handle so people can tweet you and get a hold of you?
Yeah, yes. My Twitter address is simply @BlindLawrence. There's no underscore, no backslash, none of that stuff. Just @BlindLawrence, LAWRENCE, by the way, just so I clarify, because some people spell it with a U.
Okay, bye.
Oh my gosh, you just
I just hung up on him. Yes, I did.
Well, thank you for calling, Lawrence. You are a sweetheart.
He was gonna tell you in Braille how to find it. Four dots to the right.
One big dot. Come on now. There was one of the Twitter followers. Oh God, I wish I could remember who it was. He came up with a shirt that had Braille across the tits, and on the back it says yes, those are, or in Braille it says yes, those are my fucking tits, or you know, quit touching my tits or something. I thought that was fucking cool. I'm like, I would totally wear it. Absolutely. Have it on the panties too.
The black guy would never know you had it on.
That's right.
Until he touched you, you'd never know.
But I would, you know, have the LED lights so you could actually feel it.
So everybody else can really see it, and the blind guy really misses out.
Sure.
You know, somebody's got to get that guy laid.
She's working on it.
Somebody got to get Lawrence laid.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. It might happen with a friggin' celebrity too. So
really,
yes. A bunch of people because he wasn't getting laid.
Yeah. So,
you think it'll take away his stammer?
No.
No, he'll stammer worse.
It might be worse. It just isn't like what you see on fucking TV. Like someone's like Elmer Fudd, and then you fuck them. They're like, well, hi there. You know, then they're Mr. Suave. Doesn't work that way.
Well, we'll see. I'll bet you he turns into a whole new man.
Yeah.
Well, I would definitely say that would be a change.
I got a sneaking suspicion that motherfucker's packing heat.
Do you think about his package often?
No, because he's a scrawny little motherfucker, and I bet you he's packing heat.
Okay.
He kind of has a smirk on his face when he's saying that.
Is he? Because I
can't. You know what?
I can actually see it from here now that he's turning his head.
I'm hoping he does, because God took a lot of shit away from him. He deserves to have a big one.
Because is that what you want?
Well,
I'm hoping, yeah.
Dave likes irony.
That's
the guy with the big cock never gets to use it.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, no, okay. I can see that. Guy with the big cock never gets to use it. Well, I got one. He gets to use it. Just saying. I'm just saying. Now we got the little dude over here. Yep.
All right, I'm having a problem here.
Yeah, I know you're having a problem.
Fucking Skype sending me all these goddamn messages.
Fuck Skype.
Whatever.
Yeah, okay,
Skype. All right, well, getting back to this whole, weed beer or coffee, the guy who said, the guy that made it, he said, drinking this coffee is like riding a cool avalanche of pure deliciousness down a trail, down a tall mountain, and landing in an ocean of good feelings. You'll swim off into a day of work or play filled to the brim with pure joy.
Extra crucial.
I mean, if that does not sound like awesome, I mean, I think
yeah, well, that's it's the guy who invented it. Of course, he's going to say shit, good shit about it.
Well, yeah, I don't know, but I mean, with all the stuff you can get now, in other places, like
the State Liquor Control Board tasked with overseeing marijuana sales. What the fuck? The Liquor Control Board is overseeing marijuana sales? That's ridiculous.
What are you looking at?
I'm reading, because at the end of that article, it said there's a legal issue with this. Regulatory delays is what I'm getting to.
Okay, yeah, because I've never seen the page you're looking at right now.
So. Yeah, because I actually read the article and then clicked another link.
Well, yeah, I read the article, but I didn't click the other link because I didn't give a shit because I was done with it.
Done with you.
Done with you.
I'm done with you.
There's a towel hanging on the rack.
No. Governor John Hinkenlooper.
Clean yourself up.
By the time I get out of the shower, you need to be gone.
I left you a fiver on the counter. Actually, no, give me that towel. Here, you can have the baby wipes.
Actually, I changed my mind. Get the fuck out.
Don't get any fucking blood on the furniture.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Quit farting on my pillows. Oh, my God. All right, and he's also, but this guy's also created a line of juices that are fortified with weed. It's got like sparkling cherry, lemon, ginger, and pomegranate, and it's a like 11.5 ounce bottle, and it retails between like $9 and $11, something like that.
$9 and $11
between $9 and $11, so for $10. One drink?
How many milligrams of THC?
It's a 20. Yeah, I know.
Well, you know what? Well,
well, they also said that it was for like newbies that are getting into just starting to smoke pot and take in the THC and shit like that.
For kids. Fruit juices.
Yeah, but that ain't the way to do it because that takes, you know, a while.
Dude, get the juice box. Oh, yes. That makes the playground so much better.
The juice box or weed?
The weed in the juice box. It's like juice boxes for adults. Make it like four times the size of like a juice. And then have the fucking, the weed juice in there. Just have a little bendy straw.
It'd be better if it's Capri Sun style, like bag.
Yeah, Capri Sun style.
Just like hang on to
it. All right. Well, I wouldn't say as big as a body pillow what you're doing. You're like, this is my bagpipe of weed.
Of juice.
Yeah, I know. Weed juice. Like an udder. Just medicine. Suck on the teat. Medicine.
That's my medicine.
It is my medicine.
It's my medicine, and I'm actually out of medicine. For the first time in years, I don't have any weed.
There's medicine right here on your table.
Yeah, but it's not mine.
Well, but we share.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got to get... it's one of the things I got to do in the next couple of days and make this... Oh, God, I have so little money.
I don't know. What are you doing? You're like in your own little world over there. You're looking online. You're looking at sheet with some notes that obviously have nothing to do with this show.
I'm looking at Facebook just to see what's going on. I got the other thing right here.
He's doing like
I got three fucking four monitors going here.
He's trying to figure out.
This is actually what I'm looking at.
Like Ferris's arms and what's his nuts's arms are long enough to meet each other.
Yeah. Well, since you are online right now, have you ever you've seen or heard of the Slender Man, right?
Yes, I just heard about this a couple of hours ago.
Yeah. Well, see, I didn't know. I've seen it around, but I didn't know that it was actually created online. Like, it was a meme, and then people just fucking took it and just flew with it.
Right.
People dress up as this dude. It's a really tall guy with really long, skinny arms and legs and no face. Not even like they at the, was it Warshaw test?
Rorschach?
Rorschach. Yes, that was close.
Something like that.
Yeah, some the ink blot. One of those things.
It's a pussy.
It's an asshole.
If you answer just like that, they like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
If you're very, very confident.
Yeah, it's a pussy.
That's another pussy.
Yeah, they love it.
It's a big, fat, throbbing cock. Cock. All right, so oh my God. So I've titled this one, Two Girls, 19 Stab Wounds, and the Slender Man. Yeah. Okay, so two 12-year-old girls, they're from Wisconsin. Cheese curds. Anyway, they stabbed their 12-year-old friend 19 times because of a meme online involving Slender Man. Yeah.
I was actually, a couple hours ago, I was in, I don't know, some sandwich shop, and they had it on the radio, and they, you know, I kind of heard about it, you know, because their TVs are on mute, and I read some shit. But the radio had said that they stabbed 19 times. I mean, 19 times. That's, you're fucked up.
Yeah.
And they split it between the two. So let's just, what is it? 19, was it 9.5 stabs per?
Yeah.
Well, that's if they went stab for stab. I mean, who the hell knows? They just ganged up on her. Because, I mean, the girls said that they were trying to become proxies of the Slender Man. And,
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
And the two missed. They're a major artery in the fucking victim's heart just by millimeters. Shockingly, the fucking victim, she's in stable condition. She's not dead.
Right. She actually, didn't she like crawl her way to a road and somebody on a bicycle saw her?
Yeah. It says the two invited the girl over for a sleepover, and then in the morning they let her out into the woods to fucking attack her.
You see, now, without... Because I just saw the pictures, but without seeing the pictures of the two suspects, mm-hmm. I could have told you what race they were. Because white people are crazy. You know?
Yeah.
Like here, what was it? Within the last week, we had a shootout in Clearwater Beach. You know, shootout in several different places. And, you know, I knew that they were black people. You know, because black people do that kind of shit. The very next day, three people were dead in Lakeland. Right, shot, and he couldn't find the guy. I was like, That's a white guy.
Okay.
And they caught the guy. Well, they shot the guy where he shot himself. And he's a white guy. It's just, you know.
You know, this show is very telling of you. Every week, something new just, about you comes out that I find something new.
It doesn't surprise me that these are two white girls. Because that's just, that's crazy. That's not something black people would do.
Not usually, no.
No.
I did see.
At least if they did, they would take something from the girl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I'm just following.
Well, I did see a video on Facebook that you'll probably find really easy. There's a fight at a gas station, and this kind of thick woman gets completely buck naked as she's beating these two guys. Like, first her tits pop out, and then her, because she's wearing like this tube dress with nothing underneath it, and she just started, her tits pop out, and then it fucking, she's like bending over beating the guy, and her fucking dress is like around her ankles, and then she fucking takes off. She's like, fuck it. I was like, whoa. I mean, you're that mad that you are buck ass naked.
Yeah, that's a little crazy, though.
In a gas station, fucking in the pump area, just beating the shit out of these two guys, and you are buck naked. Wow.
Yeah, you see, there's another thing I'm going to tell you. I'm not afraid of any man that walks the planet, right? A black chick scare the shit out of me. Because they'll beat you up, and they'll call their friends, and they'll come over, and they'll beat you up, and they'll laugh the whole time. White woman won't do that. They'll just slap you around a little bit and then feel sorry for it. Black chick will beat the shit out of you and laugh at you. And there's nothing you can do about it, you know? You got to take it. You can't hit a girl back.
The opinions expressed by my co-host do not reflect on the opinions of your host.
I could say that because I've had a black girlfriend.
Dude, you can say whatever you want to say. I'm not going to stop you, just unless you start talking about some shit that are my hard lines. Well, the black girls love Polly. They love his ears.
They do. They like piercings.
I do. Big old piercings. But getting back to this fucking, these two girls. So yeah, a guy on a bike did pass by and saw her on the sidewalk. And then he called for help. Both of the girls are facing up to 64 years in jail each. They were charged as adults with attempted first degree, like intentional homicide. And they're going to be held on $500,000 bail each.
Wow.
So.
And it was their friend.
Well, yeah. You know? Yeah, it was their. But then again, they're just calling her friend. Do you really think that it would be her friend and they want to fucking stab her to death?
You never know. These white bitches are crazy.
Oh, my God.
Bitches be like crazy.
Jesus.
Bitches be crazy. I had an ex-girlfriend even admit that. Yeah, we better watch out because bitches be crazy. Not the black girlfriend. It was the white one.
I'm just waiting for you to like start pulling in other people.
See, finally, now I'm making you uncomfortable.
Well, you know what? You do. You go on, boy. Go on with your bad self. I'm not going to stifle you unless it has to do with kids or animals. So you do your thing. Unless it's something that really upsets me and then I'm going to fucking jump down your throat. But you're entitled to your own opinion. Not of mine.
I know.
I know you know. You pee in the shower.
Every chance I get.
You pee in the ocean?
Yes,
of course.
Okay. Well, because I think we've all done it. But 62% of adults say that they've peed in the ocean. And only 48% admit that they've done it more than once.
How many people have been in the ocean?
Exactly. I mean, I think they only interviewed or surveyed like 1,000 people.
Yeah, well, they didn't survey anybody here in Florida or here in Tampa because, you know, because we all go on boats down here. And that's what you do. You jump in the water, you pee. Yeah. Well, the girls got to jump in the water and pee. The guys, you know, if you're drunk enough, I could just stand off the back and pee.
Yeah, but you kind of look like the pissing in the wind type.
No, that's another reason why I don't really like that. Not to mention, I don't really like being on the back of the boat trying to pee because then I figure I'm gonna lose my balance and go right in.
And it's gonna cut your cock off.
Whatever. I just
because your problem is you have to make sure it gets over the side. No. So then, you know, the back you
the
just
the size
have
of the
out.
Dick doesn't matter how far the stream goes. All right. I can get 6-8 feet up high if I try.
I was actually more going because, you know, you're old. I thought your prostate might be choking it off.
Oh, God, you're right.
Look at you.
Hey.
Oh, God, you're right.
I'll ask you that afterwards.
Yeah.
Because it's not something I want to admit on air, but remember what I was telling you about before?
Sure.
There's another side effect to that thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
Oh, goody. I love it how I get... The side effects may include... Oh, yeah, I'll tell you like a week later.
No, I'll tell you after the show because I don't want to say it on air.
No, I'm just saying, though, if there's something that you do to people or give to people or whatever to people and there are certain side effects, you should tell them before they do that, whatever it is. I'm just saying. You guys out there listening. Don't roofie bitches.
Tell them you're going to do it first, because
I bet you 8 out of 10 times the girls be like, okay.
I forget every time until I take it, and then I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, that's right. That's what happens to me.
See? Your ass hurts, doesn't it?
And I gave... I'm going to end the show.
You're just talking about... Whatever. You agreed with me.
Do it shifty style.
I'm going to end the show.
Dude, I know...
Yeah, and then you know what he did? He stopped early and then played music for the rest of the time. And I was
I know.
Like, I called Sean. I was like, hey, he's stopping early. Get ready for some music. And then it turned out we had a 15-minute music intro because he had already put music in the queue.
Yeah.
See, they got it all set up.
He knows how to duck out like a pussy.
Ooh.
Hey, man, not for nothing. Doing a 3-hour show is not all that easy.
No, it's not. I can agree with that.
Right.
I agree.
You're the hardest working woman here, though. I mean, you got, what, 4 shows now?
3. I got 3.
This one, yeah, Friday. 2 on Friday.
Yeah, 2 on Friday, and then I got a Tuesday, which is today. Right. Today, yeah. Yeah, so you guys, if you don't miss my noon show, unless you can't stomach it,
you gotta listen this Friday. I know I will. I'm actually trying to figure out a way to get the hell in the studio
Friday, but Friday night from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this station, RazRadioLive.com. I do a show I co-host with Miss Amber with One Night Stand. So, and that's right before Drunken Disorderly. So I step out for that show because everyone gets shit faced and I don't get shit faced.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, I could do it sober too, but then.
Boring.
It's not boring.
When you're the sober one and everybody else.
No.
So from what I understand, this last weekend, everybody got topless on it.
Yeah, I heard there was definitely some nudity.
Yeah. That was the one time I decided to miss the show because I was probably drunk and sleeping on the couch. Or
see, you could have had your baby oil out and then you could have had your Skype camera face. So,
I would,
you know,
do
like
that.
What Shifty does. You have a face, you can't see anything going on below, like
you just see the top
nose.
Of his head,
yeah,
right?
Like you're topless, aren't you? And he's like, no. We're like, yeah, move your camera. He's like, yeah. I don't know why he's so shy.
Well, he shows you know.
Does he? What all does he show
half
you?
Half the time we video Skype, he's got no shirt on.
What about you?
I'm usually wearing a shirt.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you usually Winnie Poohing it? Donald Ducking it?
Donald Duck, Winnie Pooh.
Porky Pigging
it? You know, the older I get, the more I like to have clothes on, whereas when I was younger...
Because your balls are saggy.
I'm not that old. I would tell you. I would definitely tell you if my balls were saggy.
Would you?
I would.
You're not alone, Dave. I like my nuts covered.
Yeah, well, the older I get, I'm fatter than I've ever been, so I like to cover all that shit up. But, you know, if I were to lose another 30 pounds, I'm sure I'd be walking around like a fucking rooster with my shirt off.
Well, if you don't have a cock, better might act like one. You know what? I saw this thing on Real Life on MTV that you might want to watch. It's called Alcoholorexia. Alcoholrexia, something like that.
Yeah.
These people would rather drink than eat food to try to lose weight and maintain their weight.
That's what I've been doing the last 2 weeks because I haven't really told anybody, but I had, it's like, when I came home from Vermont, I only had $60 left for food, right? And so I split up, you know, it was 2 weeks before I got my next check, and did $30 one week, $30 another week, but I had a little stipend left for alcohol as well. So I'd eat one big meal in the morning and some fucking dollar frozen entree, you know, at 4 or 5 o'clock. But at 12, 1 o'clock, I'd go out and get myself a Four Loko and a 18-ounce bottle of Bud Ice. Right? And I lost fucking 5 pounds in 2 weeks. It's on the starving alcoholic diet.
Dude, I'm telling you, I did that for a long time. I'd rather have fucking vodka than food.
Yeah.
Now I've put like 30 pounds back on. All right, guys. Well, we got to wrap it up here. Thank you very much for joining Katie's World every Tuesday night on RazRadioLive.com, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check me on Friday over at RadioIO.com, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Give me a tweet at KinkyKatieRadio.com if you want to watch me suck and fuck and do some fun stuff. KinkyKatieRadio.com. Pretty much. Oh, Fet Life, same shit. If you know Kinky Katie Radio, you can find me. Google me. It tickles. All right, guys. Have a great night. Stay tuned for the Mallard Report. And then coming up after that is Gonzo Radio. Love you guys.
I like tacos and burritos.